Blog Talk Radio.
Revelations chapter 3 says, "We serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut. He shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name." Think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome to the program, folks. Just remember, in 77 it was Dr. T. Ackerson will make it 83, and everyone will know just who we are. They'll be singing Que Sera, Sera United, as we are united, as a nation, as a world, and as a universe. Why not? If you were on Uranus last night, or Saturn, or Venus, or one of the other planets, not Pluto, it's not a planet anymore. I want to make sure that I didn't have to correct myself that I called it a planet, because it's not. Manchester United moves on in the Champions League. I wish we're not in the damn Champions League. Next year, we're going to be in the Champions League. I hope we can. But the FA Cup is where we're at, and we are moving on after a 3-0 victory against Cambridge United, which I don't know if this happens in the U.S., but it probably doesn't. But the U.S. would never postpone a game or hold it off because some of the support staff and some of the a bunch of the fans, because the traffic couldn't get to the venue on time. On top of that, I also want to go into the youth of this nation and some disturbing things I heard from people about the commercials from young kids, from the Super Bowl commercial. Also, that 21-mile walker a day, I figured it up. I'd have to go from my house to my job, back to my house, and then back to my job to walk 21 miles. So there was no public transportation. No one offered to give them a ride even halfway or anything. Nothing. I tried to look it up to see if it, whatever. Who knows? I think it's cool what they've done, and I'll talk about that. Also, updates on the Grateful Dead's Fairly Well tour that they're doing 3 nights in Chicago. Also, North Korea warns of U.S. impending doom. And hopefully my fans out there do one thing. Enjoy me and stand with Jordan. Welcome to the program, folks. I just had to do a long intro just because I'm just ecstatic. If you don't know, it's been 11 years since Manchester United has even won the FA Cup. And to move on against Cambridge United, what a game. 3 goals, man. I'm telling you, I was listening to it on my radio, and that's what, I mean, I don't get this. Now, if anyone can explain this, if I don't have a radio, if I don't have, like, a radio and I want to listen to, like, on my phone, be like a iTunes radio, I've got TuneIn radio where you can get, like, radio stations all over the world, okay? TuneIn radio, I can't get Purdue. Contractual obligations. I live in the city, but if I don't have it, that's all, well, listen to the game, I can't do it. Notre Dame, IU, can't do it. Detroit Tigers, NBA, and, you know, and NHL, all that stuff. A lot of that stuff has contractual obligations, so you can't listen. You have to get, like, NHL Network, one of those, like, MLB networks to listen to the games. I can listen via TalkSport Radio to every Manchester United Premier League game, any Premier League game, pretty much, any FA Cup, and they probably do Champions League, too. I don't get it. So I can listen to them. I was listening to the TalkSport Radio yesterday, and they're like, you can get up to £2,000 at just 16% interest. You know, one of those, like, buy here, pay here things. Where, like, you go in there and, like, I need a $100 loan, and then you have to pay, like, $10,000 back just to, you know, and then you get bankrupt, like, the check and the cash they have here. It's one of those type things. But I can't get, like, IU basketball if I wanted to listen to it on my phone or Purdue basketball or whatever, you know, he's off contractual, Notre Dame. Look at the football. I just don't get it. I mean, don't know, man. But, man, like, it's just kind of a sad time because Darian Fletcher's leaving Manchester United. And good to see him go. He needs to find a place more suited for him. And he's ready. He's excited. He's done his tour. It's not like, man, you know, it's not like he ain't playing and he wants to leave. He just, you know, it's his time. He needs to go. And we fare thee well to Darian Fletcher. Great guy. Amazing player. 300-plus games with the Reds. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I'm like on cloud nine. Like, I was telling, like there's a guy at work, Salazar, you know, Salvador that I work with, and he's a big fan of Chivas Mexico, and I guess for the first time in their history, they're the only team that has never been in the very bottom tier of their league, and they're for the first time there, and he's like, they're like, they don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, don't worry. I said, what should I call my team now? Real United or Manchester Madrid? And you know what I mean? I mean, pretty soon, you're not even going to have interviews with players. You know, you're just going to have, like, their translator. ¿Cómo se dice? Oh, blah, blah, blah. And they're just going to ramble off in Spanish, and then he's going to... What he said was, he is very grateful for being asked to play at Manchester United. He hopes to win many games and many titles with this club and score many goals. Well, can you please ask him, why does he wear purple underwear? And then, you know, they'll have, like, translators for him because it won't, you know, at least some of them now, a lot of them speak, or they speak broken English, like, they'll say, like, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? And, you know, and they'll have, like, two times from an interview, they'll have to ask, well, how would you say this in English? And then the translator comes in, but it's cool. It's great. If we win, you know, I'm not going to complain. You know, Van Gaal's plans don't always work right. They just work. So I'm just happy. But it really doesn't matter because if we get what North Korea wants to do to us, see, I got to move into this because I was reading about this. North Korea warns of impending U.S. final doom. Really, what they don't realize is if North Korea does what it wants to do, they're not going to be around either. We're all going to die. Ain't going to be no Earth. Because they're going to do nuclear stuff, and then someone else is going to throw nukes. You just want to be the closest place to where that nuke goes off so that it's an instantaneous death, so you're not sitting there having radiation and dying for 2 months. And, you know? I don't know. I think they don't have anything. I just think they're scaring us. Because, I mean, seriously, there was so much information leaking out. I'm surprised there's still a nation with him in control now that all this contraband is coming in from South Korea via China, showcasing, well, look at how China lives. Look at how North Korea lives. And look at how South Korea lives. Wait a minute. We're so great, but look at how they have it. Look at how many millions of people in their countries running around doing whatever they want practically. I mean, with laws, of course. Not that it's great, but I'd rather live in China than North Korea. If I had a choice, you know, and they're starting to say, hey, wait a minute here. A lot of the stuff that we're learning about Kim Jong-un from birth and, you know, Kim Il-sung, and that's not turning out to be correct. We're homeless and have no food, and he's the dear leader, and they don't have a dear leader, and look at, they're living like millionaires. So, I just feel if they did anything, we're all dead. You know, if North Korea nukes, we're all gone. You know, like for Christmas, Mom got like $80 shrimp, like these U4 shrimp. If you don't know, the number is per pound. So, if you have like U16, it's 16 shrimp a pound, or U20. Yeah, and she goes, well, if North Korea does what it does, we might not even be here tomorrow, so eat up. Not that I'm a doomsayer, I'm not, but I mean, if they really mean what they say, I don't think anyone will survive on this planet. I cannot whenever I think of North Korea, I just think of that South Park episode where they had like, "It's Earth, 45 million Galgamar. We put 74 species from all different planets onto one planet and made a reality show." But it's, you know, I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, you know, and there's actually one guy that says that he believes that there have been people in the past, not from this earth, that have kept us from killing each other, that they're looking out for this planet, that this planet, this earth has massive, massive resources. And there's one scientist who says that there's this one element on the moon, like it's a form of like hydrogen that they believe could power cars for the next, I mean, almost like salt. Like we have enough salt on this planet to last for years and years and years and years and years. You know, my kids would still have salt, you know. And there's so much of it, and they believe it that, you know, it's up there, and there are people that claim that they've seen NASA footage that shows what they believe is like gas has come out and stuff, but it's being mined, using it as means of fuel. And, you know, and there's, well, you think about, we were one step away from going to war with Cuba and Russia, and about where you hit the button, and all the nuclear missiles went down, and even though they're all set up to where, if this goes, if one goes offline, all 10 still work, all 9 still work, all 8 still work, you know, and when they all went offline, you know, and they believe it was a, you know, someone else saying, you know, aka the Lord, they're not going to pull the trigger, and it kept us from doing it. So I think the Lord was there hitting the buttons. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure, bing, 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 that you guys can't throw these nukes. Which is a good thing, I think. But I do right now. I stand with Jordan. I really do. I mean, if that was an American, do you think Obama would have said, okay, we're going to take some of these Guantanamo Bay, wait a minute, no, they've all been released. So he couldn't, no. I'm sorry, I'm different. If I was president, all those detainees in Guantanamo Bay would have lasted about 5 minutes. Okay, I'm going to set the timer. You got 10 seconds to tell us what you know about this. And if you start talking, okay, the timer stops. And then when you're done, well, we have no way to verify that this is true. So we're just going to kill you and then find out later if it is. And if not, oops. Oh, well, you're a terrorist. We knew it. Well, we got to let them go. Jordan's like, okay, you kill us, Jordanian pilot. It's on like Donkey Kong. And what did they do? They took two of the Islamic people that tried to bomb stuff in their country, and they hung them. Jordan, thank you for being a model. What would have happened in 1936 if we would have gotten Hitler back then? We wouldn't have had World War II. We need to nip this in the bud now before we have World War III. Get them now while we can, while they're small, while they're an infant. You know, while that little baby's running around, take that thing that's okay, this is for kids 5 and older. She's 3. She can choke on that thing. Get it away from her now. You know, take the power away from them now while they're small before they become huge. That's why if you ever listen with Barack Obama, he'll call, there's ISIS and there's ISIL. Two totally different things. Look them up. You know, why would he want to kill his brethren, his brothers? First of all. Second of all, he doesn't want to be seen as someone that had to go to war or do anything. He just wants to see him as, well, look at what I did. Da 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 da. Oh, yeah. And just an FYI, gas is up to 239 here. So if the Holy One could lower the gas price, why isn't it staying low? He had nothing to do with that $1.90 of gas. And, oh, no one's bitching to Obama about the gas price. I would be praising him if he had done it, but he didn't do it. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, thank you, George Bush. He didn't lower it. He wouldn't have lowered it. It wouldn't have been him that lowered the gas price. You know? It wouldn't have been. I mean, and I try to get into a couple of my friends' heads. I guarantee you $1 million, if the only thing that changed in this country today was John McCain had become president, nothing else had changed. He bailed out the auto industry. He bailed out the banks. He did John McCain Care. It's the exact same law. It's just called John McCain Care. It's the Affordable Care Act. John McCain passing everything. They won't be kissing his butt. They'd be saying, you want to know how high premiums have gone up? You know, my cousin has this business, and he lost insurance because of it. My dad has a business, and guess what? He was paying $17,000 for an employee for health insurance. Now he's paying $30,000. Okay? They'd be going ballistic. They wouldn't be kissing John McCain's ass if he'd done everything Obama's done. But Obama's done it, and they've kissed his butt. One dude goes, well, do you believe Fox News? I said, well, look at it like this. CNN and Fox News combined. Not even close. You take CNN and like an MSNBC or anyone else, they had more viewers on Fox than them combined for the election. You take MSNBC and any other network and combined, Fox News had more viewers when it came to like the elections in the midterm or the regular elections. You know, you take any MSNBC show and O'Reilly has probably 2 or 3 times that many views on the replay of the fact. I don't believe anybody. I look it up. Is North Korea really going to do this, and what kind of threat is it? Because I've seen stuff where half the stuff they talk about, well, it doesn't even look like that's real. Because there was a professor from Purdue in nuclear engineering goes, I can almost guarantee that's not even, that's just to intimidate people, just to make them look like they're big, you know? So that, because they want to keep, they may not want to have world, like, domination. They just want to keep their nation. They want to keep themselves in power in their country. And if they look like they're badass, then they can keep their country in control. I don't think North Korea really wants to kill off everybody. They just want to keep themselves in power, you know, and to keep people from coming in and trying to invade. You know, like I tell people, you know, if that guy wants to spend $50 million on his office, let him. Let him put $50 million into his office. If the company's bankrupt, that's why bail him out? Let someone else take it over. Let someone else change the name and have, you know. You have dollars, folks. If you don't want to shop at Chick-fil-A because they're against same-sex marriage, then why are you putting gas in your car from Saudi Arabia, which more likely it comes from? And guess what? They want to kill gays. Well, I'm not going to Hobby Lobby. I'm not going to, they're against gays. I'm like, you know, Chick-fil-A, they're against gays. I'm not going to spend my money there, but then you better get an electric car. And you better hope that that's 100% U.S.-made electricity. Because 99% of the gas coming into this damn country is from Saudi Arabia, and they take gays and they kill them. Lesbians, they do the same thing. They stone you to death, whatever. If you, you know. I mean, I'm you know, I mean, it's a double standard with a lot of things in this world. I mean, I just don't get how something that a Republican would do, why isn't there equal and fair journalism? Why isn't there, okay, well, this is what happened. Point blank. This is what happened. End of effing list. Not, well, yeah, since he's a Democrat, we're not going to talk about that. But say, oh, if you had stuff on a Republican like this, I'd want 80 pages of it. We'd do a 5-hour special about it. But since it's a Democrat, we don't want to talk, you know, whatever. How dare he do this? What do you mean? A Democrat did the same thing. Well, who cares? Who cares if Barack Obama did all these drugs? But, oh, if George Bush did it, oh, he should be in prison. He shouldn't be able to run for president. You know, if I embezzle money and I break the law, I should get the same jail time as a celebrity. And it should be equal treatment. you know, how many people that are in Obama's administration are women that are getting paid less than the men, but he wants to have equal pay. And you get all these people that want to have like $50 an hour. I work at McDonald's and I should get $60 an hour. Yeah, and then all these people that, you know what, I'm going to take the third shift to help my family and make $10 an hour as a welder. So I can make $10 an hour as a welder. I can make 13 if I take the third shift. So I'm going to take the third shift or second shift and get a little bit more extra bonus for doing that. And somebody's going to work at McDonald's and get more than I make? Wait a minute here. And if the minimum wage didn't go up, my company doesn't have to pay me anymore. Well, why would I want to be in a sweaty, you know, heat-resistant welding suit welding when I can sit there and flip a burger for 15, make $2 more an hour? Actually, you won't make $2 more an hour because I'll take more of it in taxes. I go on this rant probably almost every show, but I mean, I'm just so tired of the double standard, you know? It is. And it just drives me to drink that our own administration, coming back to my main point, okay, they're Islamic extremists, they're terrorists. What's it going to take for this country or Obama to say, wait a minute, we need to do something? You know? You know, that's why I stand with Jordan. I mean, right now I'd rather be in their country. At least they know if you're an extremist, they're not going to stand for it. They're gonna fight for it. You know, if me and Melissa were to be there and get hurt, they would want justice for us. They'd want to do something. Well, we don't really. I mean, yeah. Well, we can't really confirm that the guy was actually. That this is real video of a guy being, I mean, because it could just be CGI. They could just have a guy in a costume, you know, kind of like jumpsuit thing. And there's no confirmation that a guy really did die. But the administration is vastly working really hard to make sure that because we don't want to jump to conclusions. We don't want to sit there and you know, go bomb ISIS when we don't really know if a guy was really even killed. Well, what did Jordan just jump to conclusions when they hung those people? No, they saw a video of a guy being burned alive, and they did something. Not our country. They have to. I can't. You know, we gotta. You get that within, and can't even make a damn sentence. But Jordan did something. Stand with Jordan. Say, hey, you know, tell your liberal friends, hey, a Jordanian pilot was burned alive. Jordan killed two Islamic extremists. Obama keeps letting them go. Where is the common sense? Where is the logic? You support them. He's your president. You know? Show me the logic. Oh, I let the Guantanamo Bay prisoners go, and as they're walking out the door, bang, bang, bang. There you go. Yeah. Make this world safer. You know, I could just hear Obama, Gorbachev, make this wall stronger, build it higher. That's what Obama would say. He wouldn't be like, tear down this wall, Gorbachev. He'd like, build it stronger and higher. But he would say it in a way that makes you think that he wants it to be torn down. You know. But that's like I've said before, most of the people in this country are ignorant. Most college kids get their news from Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart. What do? They interview someone for 75 hours, and then they take and piece together the clips where they slip up to make, because this one guy actually went after him. He goes, wait a minute. Because he was a guy that's against minimum wage increases, and they made it so it sounded like when you saw him on TV, like, he made no sense. And he goes, that's not, the way they presented it is not what I mean. And there's a lot of people who said that, like, you know, I went on TV, you know, my name is Jesse Marcel Jr., and I am one of the few people to have held wreckage from Roswell. And when I did this special, my dad, even, you know, some of the specials, way back in the day, you know, they distorted what I said to make it, to make me look like cuckoo, you know. And that's what they do, this guy. So they'll interview you for 5 hours, and then they'll try to get you to slip up. And then they'll just air the slip-ups, and then, whoops, he didn't know what he's talking about. You know, there's no truth in journalism anymore. There's, like I've said this so many times, you know. And I'll tell you, tell your friends, okay, you're a liberal, that's great. What do you stand for? You know, we need to be like NASCAR. You know, what have buttons on? What do you stand for? Who backs you? Okay, if you are against GMOs and your big donor is Monsanto, I don't think so. Let me know, okay, wait a minute here. Let's go back. How can you get money from Monsanto, but then you... Because one of my friends is like, well, all these damn Republicans in India, they're really going to support GMO labeling, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, they've already passed GMO labeling laws in other states, and Monsanto has sued. Well, we're going to sue you if you try to demand that people put GMO labels on there to say that we have GMOs in it. Well, you don't have, you just go to the company and get enough people saying, hey, I'm not going to buy your product until you can prove to me that it's GMO-free, because I guess there's now evidence that some of these companies that claim they have no high-fructose corn syrup in their product have been still putting it in, hiding it, which I don't know how they could do that anyways, because if you're allergic to corn, and hey, this has no, cool, I can have this now, it has no high-fructose corn syrup, and that was the only corn in it, you die, you know. But I guess in some of the post cereals they found with some of the corn cereals, they've done like extractions and they can get elements of like Roundup pesticides. Because that's what they do. They take these seeds and they inject the nuclei with this chemical so that when it's growing, it produces its own pesticide. That's why if you go through a cornfield now, you'd want to have a gas mask on and everything, unless you know it's a GMO-free field, organic field. But then you won't want to go through it because it's so preserved. So you want to keep that nice and good, because GMO-free corn is hard to find. But anywho, you know, but you got to do what you got to do. I mean, if you, my girl don't eat meat. Melissa Cisco, she, yeah, she loves mushrooms, let me tell you. So. But she eats meat. I'm not going to stop her. You know, that's her choice. I mean, if, you know, because my sis is one of those people that's always like, well, I mean, you're going to die anyways. You know, I just choose soy milk and I don't eat meat and I'm practically vegan. You know, but I'm a vegetarian, but that's what I do. I don't expect anyone to do what I do. And if you want to eat, I know people that support GMOs. So, you know, teach his own. I just tell you my opinion and my thing, and it's your choice what you put in your body. So that's about that, you know. I mean, there's so much misinformation out there that just like siphon through what's real and what's not, you know. But then, you know what? Like, I was watching some of Bill O'Reilly last night, and he was talking about, like, the misinformation. But I'm like, well, heck, MSNBC's misinformation. It's not necessarily misinformation. You know, you may have, like, the economy may be, you know, like, the economy may be going down by 20%, but there's this one sector that's increasing, and they'll talk about that one sector. Okay, you have, like, this sector is, like, one cup, this sector is like, it'd be like saying, okay, well, we got 1,000 gallons coming into this ship every hour. Well, here's 4 cups being dumped out every minute, you know. the ship's still going to sink, but they're talking about this, you know, little bit of water being pumped out. Yeah, we got this siphon. It's siphoning out water. Well, it's coming in faster than you're pumping it out, so how is that any good, you know? But they'll still talk about, you know, that, hey, there's tons of shipping via the railways. Well, that's great, but if shipping overall is down and product purchasing is down as a whole, how is that beneficial, you know? Whether it is or not, you know, it's up to you to, do you believe it, do you don't believe it, what, you know? Like, well, see, Grunberg's just making millions of dollars because a few people, you know, with this doomsday stuff, and he's like, I'm not a doomsdayer. I just see what I see, and I present what I see as facts, and you take me as a grain of salt. Look me up. Prove me wrong. I don't see anyone going, hey, so do you actually believe what they, do you actually believe MSNBC? I don't say that. You know? Because sometimes they have some valid points. Like I said from the beginning, Democrats aren't 100% wrong, Republicans aren't 100% right. They got to do what they say, you know. If you're not going to vote for Boehner, why'd you vote for him? You know, I'm tired of electing people that say one thing and do something else. And then any candidate that might have a real shot of making this country great, they got to try to find one thing that they can roll through the dirt. So that they can, okay, well, Obama's done 10 times worse than this. Why aren't you going off on him? Why aren't you bringing him up? Because, like there's a bunch of people that have worked at MSNBC and all this, and it's 100% liberal. It's like this one lady, she was on O'Reilly's Factor. I can't remember her name, and she actually said this. She goes, well, if you're going to have people that are pro-abortion, you need to have the other side. And they were like, they look like they're like, tricked, like, there's two sides to the argument. So you can have people that are against abortion and people that are for it. Holy cow. So we're for abortion. Wow. I didn't know there was two sides. Yeah, just like killing an inmate, there's two sides of it. Some people are for execution of inmates, some people aren't. There's two sides to everything. Don't take what I say. Look it up. Prove me wrong. Okay? If you believe what I say, you know, something that I learned the hard way, and at the end of every episode, you hear this. Friends, I'm going to pray a simple prayer with you today, that if you believe it, goes like this. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins, and I make you my Lord and Savior. Something like that. Basically around that. And he goes, friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, get yourself in a good Bible-based church, put God first place in your life, and take the place that you've never been. And that is so true. The further we've gotten away from God, the worse this country's gotten. Because now it's not freedom of speech. It's freedom not to offend. Because I'm not pushing, okay, following Jesus Christ is a decision you have to make for yourself. You may not want to follow him because it'll change your life. But my point is this. Well, I'm not forcing you to follow God. Yes, I believe in God, and I'll stand, you know, I hope that my girlfriend Melissa stands with God, even if she's standing alone. I don't expect you to. Just because there's a cross out in the field, I don't expect you. How am I forcing God on you? Oh, you got to take that down. You're pushing your religion on me. Okay, well, so taking down that cross isn't pushing your religion on me by taking away God? Isn't pushing atheism on me? Show me how taking away a cross isn't pushing atheism on me. Because to me, it is. You know, oh, well, you can't have a Star of David up there. That offends me. How does it offend you? I don't know. I don't get it. You know? Yeah, freedom of speech, not freedom to... Nowhere does it say you're not going to be offended. And it's nice to see finally some Muslims standing up and saying, hey, I'm a Muslim, but I'm 199% against ISIS. Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I mean, I don't expect you to follow Christ. And if you do, me or Melissa or anyone that follows God can help you. Okay, you know, we can, you know, there's K-Love, there's the 700 Club, any number of places. You're not alone in this world. We're all in this together. Republicans, Democrats, we're human beings, for Christ's sake. You know this? Well, I mean, I just can't believe it. I wonder how Al Sharpton is doing it, man, with all this racist snow coming down because it's all white. I think we need to get up there in a plane, like up above the clouds, and put like a colored dye in there and see if we can get the water, the snow to fall black. That way he's not offended by the snowfall. I mean, because we're human beings. That's what Martin Luther King wanted. He didn't want blacks better than whites. He wanted us as equals, as human beings, not as men and women. See, I'm a gender neutral type person. If I want to put on nail polish, why can't I? Why is women still need people that wear makeup? You know, actually, a man needs to be the one wearing the dress because he's the one that's got something under there and needs that room. You know? I don't get it. You know, this, oh, well, you just don't like Obama because he's black. Well, okay, well, then explain the blacks that don't like him. Why don't they like him? Because, I mean, it can't be because of the, well, actually, like I went to this one guy, I said, well, explain to me how he's black because his mother was white. He's a zebra. That's what a lot of people call people that have a black father and a white mother and vice versa. They're called zebras or Oreos, or, you know, carbon and Asian, whatever, like Tiger Woods, you know. We need to be human. We need to come together. I don't care what you believe. We need to come together. Like 9/11, you know. Muslims were helping Jews. Jews were helping Christians. Everyone was helping everyone. It wasn't about, everything went away. It was just about helping your fellow human being or your fellow man. Not as a man and woman, but as mankind. Enough of that. That's just my usual rant on that. And, you know, and now we're going to move on to the youth of this nation because they're the future. And what scared me is this girl was like, well, some of those commercials were so disturbing at the Super Bowl. And I'm like, because, gee, let me see here. During the season, there was a football player that the NFL had video of way before beating the hell out of his girlfriend, wife, whatever. And they actually had domestic violence commercials. I applaud them for that. She goes, that 911 made no sense. I'm like, okay, then you've never, okay, just so you folks know, I lived for 5 years. That 1 minute they're wanting you, they're all over you, they love you, the next minute they're chasing you with a knife, or vice versa. 1 minute they're chasing you with a knife, wanting to beat the crap out of you, hitting you, kicking you, and then they're like, kiss me, I'm sorry, you know, I mean, and they're like a light switch from nice guy to mean guy. And I told this girl, I said, the commercial is a safety word commercial. And she's like, she was so confused. I'm like if you were in a relationship where it wasn't, where like, it was hard to get away because he's abusive, you have what's called a safety word. Where like you may say, okay, I'm going to order a pizza. When you call your friend and say, I'm going to order a pizza, or let's go to Taco Bell, that's code for her to know to call the police because you're getting beat or he's in a drunken rage or whatever. Because you go through this, here's flowers, I love you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And, you know, and You know, when you think everything's going to be okay, and then it happens again, and then the good days start to dwindle, and then the bad days get worse and worse, and, you know, and it was, that's what the commercial was about. Okay, 911, what's your emergency? I need to order a pizza. You know, so cause you can't sit there when you're on the phone if he's there, help, please help, help. It's a way for you to say to your friend, if I say this phrase, call the police. And you say, why don't you just get out of the relationship? Well, they know where you live. They know, you know, where you're going to go, where they're not going to know where they can show up. You know? And it was just nice to actually see a commercial that has meaning, that has heart, that hopefully it helps somebody. You know, if the program that I do wakes up one person and says, hey, wait a minute, maybe he's right, maybe we are on the same side, maybe there is only one political party versus the American people. Maybe I should stop shaking my fist to heaven and say, God, why don't you do something and do something? Because he created me. Well, welcome to the conversation. Welcome. You know, if I just feel led to pass it on. I mean, Lisa and Don Tunier have helped me. I mean, and I'm just one of those people, I would go out of my way for someone that would go out of the way for me. I'd do something for someone, you know, if you want to take advantage of me, go right ahead. That's your problem, not mine. You know. But, you know, I'm one of those people that, you know, for many, many years, I don't have trust. You know, so if I feel like, I don't, man. I lost because of the relationship and something went on. I don't trust nobody. If you want to, you know, so if I tell you, hey, I trust you, like my girl, you know, then I trust you. And that's what some of those commercials, and that's what that main commercial in the Super Bowl is about. You know, trying to get, I don't know if it was just a PR move to look like PC. Hey, well, since we've got our reputation damage because people knew we had the video of that guy beating that girl up and we knew it and we didn't do anything. Hey, we're going to do these commercials. But if they still had to pay that kind of money, whatever, how many millions for the commercial, then, you know, that's, I think, wrong. But if it helps a person, cost is nothing, you know. I mean, if I help someone, that's money's no option. But that's because, like where I work, the youth are so, they don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. But at the same time, there's no, you're not going to work for a company for 30 years and get a Rolex watch. Here you go. Here's your Rolex. Thanks for working here. God bless you. Good luck. Retirement. Come back anytime. We'd love to have you come in for lunch and we'll laugh like the good old days. It's not that anymore. No one wants to work. Kids just want to get a paycheck. There's no sense of responsibility anymore. Oh, I'm in Michigan. Yeah, sorry. I can't make it back. I'm not going to be there. Well, you know you have to work. You know the weather's bad. You know if you go up there, you ain't going to be able to come back. I mean, if I say to work, hey, I'm looking at going to Florida for 3 days and the weather might get bad and I might not make it back. Is that going to be okay if I don't get back till Tuesday, not Monday? And they say, okay. Yeah, but when they just leave and, oh, yeah, I know I probably won't make it back, but oh, well. And then you find out, like, at 4 o'clock that they're not coming in and they're scheduled at, like, 4. Or, oh, yeah, it's 5 o'clock. Oh, yeah, by the way, my car won't start, and I have no way to get there. I mean, we finally did this one lady. Oh, the roads are so bad, I can't make it in. And I gave it to this girl, and she goes, I got an SUV, where do you live? I'm picking you up right now. She didn't know what to do because she didn't want to come in. And then we were like, well, there's about five people here that got SUVs that will come get you. You're coming in. And then she came in, like, and we've had that a couple times. We're like, well, roads are bad, Mike, and like, we've, well, where are you? We'll pick you up. Coming to work, man. I don't care. They just don't want to work. They just want to collect the paycheck. They just want their Obama phone. And it's sad. The youth of America, not that all the youth of America is bad, but then, you know, when I was growing up, you'd sit around the campfire and play the guitar or whatever, drums, whatever. You did. You went out and played. I remember when the first time when I let my friend borrow Metal Gear, and they for like 5 hours were playing Metal Gear. Now I've seen people on YouTube that have beat Metal Gear in like 30 minutes, the complete game. It's crazy. We spend forever. And then it's cool because I watch some of those games on YouTube to see where some of the things were that we can never find. Like someone like we found like a flashlight and we can never find the use for it and a couple other things. And there was one door that like, well, in this, you go in this room and it takes like card 8 and you don't get card 8 till the end of the game and you never found the way back there. But, you know, you guys played that for 5 hours. Man, it was so beautiful. Why didn't you come outside? And, you know, I couldn't fathom that. Now kids will sit there and, you know, like on Sunday, if you got together in the 80s and, you know, and you played Dungeons and Dragons together, now people will play like an online version of that, like World of Warcraft, and they'll be on there for like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours at night. Man, I need to get off that game, dude. I didn't sleep at all. What? Yeah, man, when I went home from like 9 o'clock at night to like, it was 4 in the morning before I realized what time it was. I was playing World of Warcraft. Like, you need help, you know. I'm glad I grew up in a generation where you talked and you didn't just sit there and sat in front of a phone, you know. And you have like 5 or 6 people in the car, and except for the driver, no one's talking because everyone's just writing each other back and forth on their phones, man. And there's a lot of psychiatrists that are saying that that's going to be the downfall of society. Cause you're not going to talk anymore. You're just going to sit there and, I mean, kids right now already, a lot of them can't even write because they don't have to. They just text everything. I'm sorry, but if I had a kid, okay, teacher, yeah, my kid is not going to have one of those pads. He's going to have a piece of paper and a pencil. He's going to learn how to write. So any assignment you give, if you can't put on a piece of paper for him to do it, then I'll find a different school. You know, like this one parent tried to find out what the curriculum was. I want to know what you're teaching my son. Well, I can't give that out, Mike. Well, then he pulled the kid out and goes, well, I guess my kid's going to another school. If you can't tell me what you're going to teach my kid, bye-bye. Took him out. The biggest growing sector of this society is parochial schools, Christian schools, because they're not wanting their kids to be taught what the government's being taught. Now I'm going to move on to some amazing news. I went on a couple of days ago online to find out, because on planet Earth, you should know this. Well, at least if you're deadhead anyways. They're doing a 3-day run of shows at Chicago's Soldier Field, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, for their Fairly Well tour, like a final concert of the dead. The first time, it's going to be the last time they play. It's the last place the Grateful Dead ever played when Jerry was still alive, July 9th, 95. You know, Mickey Hart, Bill Kreisman, Phil Lash, and Bob Weir. And they're going to have Bruce Hornsby and Trey Anastasio. And Jeff Clementi is also going to be there. And 20th was the day, the earliest you could postmark your ticket stub to send in to get tickets. You know, you had to go back to the old days, you know, where you did the 3x5 note card saying I want these tickets, and you had to do the different, you know, money orders for each day and all that. And then, I think it was February 13th, they were going to do a pre-sale via the Dead website, and that's when you could get tickets for, like, the like the VIP packages, like the 3 nights for like $1,400 with like food and stuff and like a special lounge and all this. And also the 14th was going to be like when they went on sale to Ticketmaster. And then people were confused because supposedly they said only Ticketmaster was going to do the ADA, like the disability seats and all this, and they were clarifying stuff like that. And I went on a couple of days ago to find out what's going on to see, well, what's my ticket order status. And 60,000 plus. That's right. 60,000 plus mail order envelopes for the concerts. And they're overwhelmed. So they're not going to do any more pre-orders or pre-sale. February 28th at 10 a.m. is when the Ticketmaster sale for the public is going to go on sale. I think the only thing that's going to have is a couple seats, like in the $59 ones, and there's a couple others that were only going to be available via the Ticketmaster or whatever. So they're going to try to get as many people as they can with the 60,000 mail orders, and then before the February 28th, you should know if you've gotten tickets or not. So my friend goes, well, thank God you put on your mail envelope and it's a miracle honeymoon, you know, it's the end of a honeymoon. It will be and stuff, and so who knows. I was actually going to try to get it done the day before, but everything was closed because of Martin Luther King Day, and so all the banks were, and I was going to run it down to Indianapolis to get it closer, but, you know, because that has to go to Indianapolis before they process it anymore because they don't do processing yet. So I mailed it on the 20th, so we'll just wait and see. So we won't, who knows when we'll find out. I think it'll be like around the 16th, which is my birthday when I turn 40. Lordy, lordy. I can't believe I'm 40. But that's when we'll find out probably if we have tickets or not, or what's going on. And anything before the 28th, if people are selling them, then they're probably not legit because they won't be released till then at the earliest. So, got about 6 minutes left in the program, but they're just so overwhelmed. I'm like, and what's going to happen is people are going to want, like, you know, for like the $79 seats, they're going to want like $500-$600, you know, because you wonder how many, because you wonder if like on that mail order thing, if I could have done the same thing I did, but done four from my home, four from my P.O. box, because you get a family and you do that, you know. And then you have, like, Melissa do four from her home and four for each night from her P.O. box. And, you know, you wonder if they would catch that or not. Because you wonder how many of those are from, like, a ticket broker. Because, like, with Fish, they do, like, a thing where if you're... Because I've been put in the raffle a couple times, and then it randomly picks people, and then you get tickets. And it's ridiculous because the one show they had like, it was probably like 10,000 people for every one ticket, you know, and it was just like I swear when you try to get tickets when they went online on sale, like the thing is like, you have like a 20-minute wait for tickets. I'm like, well, good luck with that. It's just, like, ridiculous. So we just have to wait and see and wait it out. And if God wants us to go, we'll go and we'll find a way. You know? I just wonder how many people are just going to, like, just go with no tickets and just, like, yay, let's have 75 million people there that have no ticket and nothing. You know? I don't know. We just have to wait and see, but I just... Because I'm like, I'm going to do it there. Because, like, you wonder how many people put in, like, the day, the next day or the day before or whatever. And imagine if you live in Maine, it would take a lot longer to get there because you can't put it via, like, because I was about to say, can you process this thing and then stick it You know, I'll pay whatever it costs. Can you, like, priority ship this, but leave it in the same container it is? So it looks exactly like this, but just priority ship it. Because you can't, because I'm like, let's put it in this envelope. You have to have the envelope have to be processed and all this. So you can't, like, expedient ship it or anything like that, so. But, you know, like, if you want a good siege, you know, take a plane flight and drive up to Stinton Beach and stick it in the P.O. box at the post office right there. Click. There you go. They process it that day they get it. You know? It's cool that I'm it's nice that they have that response, but I just hope it's fans and not these, like, you know, like, I hope there's not a crap ton of people if they get tickets that are there that wouldn't even have been alive to have seen Jerry play, you know. Because I've been at shows with the other ones for the day, and, you know, and there's, like, a bunch of, like, teenagers there that, like, telling off cops, and a deadhead would never talk. But the cop tells you to sit down, a deadhead would have. A true deadhead. One question I have, and this is going to be probably my last little bit segment, is that 21-mile walker from Detroit. I always wondered, because I figured you have to go from my house to work, which is 7.6 miles, back to my house and then back to work, okay, to make 21 miles. So there's, like, no public transportation where this guy is. No one offered to even take him. Okay, I can take you this far, and that's 7 miles or whatever. I mean, I don't know how no one offered him any help. I've never been at a job, at least since I've been 15, where someone didn't go by my house or near enough to where, even at worst, if they drop me off here, okay, I got to walk 5 blocks into my, from, like, I'm at the base of my neighborhood, all I get to walk 5 blocks and then out of my house. I'm trying to look that up, and I want to see if, like, was there no bus, public transportation, or anything? No way for him to get any help with his 21-mile walk? That's a long trek. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, but I'm just, like, dumbfounded. How in the heck? I mean, I'm glad that he's got, like, $100,000+ raised for a car, or whatever. That's one thing I want to look into for my issues, because I have my myopathy as a segue, so I could do long walks and stuff and just do more nature, but they're so damn expensive. But then, I got about 60 seconds left, and I'm just like, well, wait a minute here. Well, there's someone like me, I don't need a wheelchair, but then other things are, there's no intermediate thing for someone that has a disability placard that could use it, because it all comes back to, like, I've looked at getting a soft tub one time to soak my muscles. Well, oh, that's, you know, that, yeah, it does have therapeutic value, but you're just wanting it for a hot tub. Like, I got a myopathy. Well, we have jetted tubs here at this rehab clinic you can use. We can give you an unlimited pass so you can come here and, you know, get it on. Like, I want to be able to do it at my home at, like, 9 o'clock at night or whatever when I get off work. You know, and, oh, we just don't do that. Because they just think you just want to have a hot tub. Like, no, I just want to get, like, a single one for me. But anyways, I love you all. God bless you. And until next week, take care. Goodbye.